The partisan bickering in the nation's legislature has sidelined everything from trade negotiations to medical research and has further eroded Americans' opinion of their lawmakers. At issue is the new law known as Obamacare, which provides health insurance to millions of people who do not have coverage. Congressional Republicans want it repealed or at least delayed before they will agree to pass a new budget. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday he will not give in to what he called ransom demands by the Republicans. He said the new law was passed in Congress and is unrelated to the budget issue.
I'm not going to allow anybody to drag the good name of the United States of America through the mud just to refight a settled election or extract ideological demands.
Republican House Speaker John Boehner blamed the Democratic-led Senate for the shutdown, saying his party has offered compromise.
Last night, they not only rejected that, but they also rejected our call to sit down and resolve our differences under the Constitution, which makes it clear that if the two houses disagree, that we should sit down and discuss and try to resolve those matters.
Analysts say the Republicans may lose some voter support if the shutdown continues. Rachel Van Dongen is an editor for Politico, a media outlet focused on the U.S. government.
The leadership in the Republican Party, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and his lieutenants were always concerned about potentially losing the House majority in 2014 because of a shutdown. But they were really egged on to do this, sparked into having a shutdown by the House conservative minority here. 30 to 40 members of the so-called Tea Party movement are really the impetus behind the shutdown.
Americans are increasingly annoyed with partisan battles in Congress. Paul Sacker is an engineer at the Environmental Protection Agency in New York.
I'm going to start digging into my savings as, the paychecks stop coming. I'm going to have to dig into my savings to pay my mortgage, pay my bills. My daughter's in college. We have expenses to cover for her.
David Poppert works for the Department of Labor in Wisconsin and says his furlough will also hurt employees in the private sector.
Part of it is I'm not going to be going to McDonald's and spending a dollar. I'm not going to be going to Home Depot and spending money on home renovation projects. So for every dollar I don't spend at a business, that business is not making money to pay its employees.
During the shutdown, about 800,000 U.S. federal employees are on unpaid leave for an indefinite period of time. The last federal shutdown in 1995 and 1996 lasted 21 days and was the longest in U.S. history. Clarissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.